You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, folks, out there in the land of internet clicks and all the other things that we got going on. Today is the day after Labor Day. It's the day we all get back to work and doing the things that we need to do to pay the bills and all that good stuff. So if you had a long weekend, I'm hoping that your weekend was amazing, great, spending time with family, friends, eating well, making some mindful decisions, those kind of things, and some successes along the way. Because I know that I had that. I met up with some really good old friends that I had from years and years ago that moved back up to Maine. It's really great to hang out with them and really kind of reconnect. And it was really good that we were able to do so. So one of the things that I was thinking of, and I just want to put out a quick podcast this morning because I wanted to talk a little bit about the journey, right? The journey that we're all on. And one of the conversations that I had on Connect over the weekend was I was discussing with somebody. They had talked about how they had a tough week or this, that, and the other. And I just kind of chimed in a little bit and engaged with them. And we had a conversation. And the conversation was about being proud of where you're at so far. And this individual had basically just started a little while ago and fairly new to the program and new to this newest chapter of her journey. And she had said, I just started, so it's not really something that I can be proud of just yet. It's not something that I can really dig into yet because it just doesn't make any sense to me because I have so far to go. Now, you know, it's interesting that we think about those things because when we first join or we first get on board with any kind of weight regimen program or health program or anything, what happens a lot of times? We get into the mode of where's our goal? What's our end goal that we want to get to? Where do we want to be? How far do we have to go to get there? And those kind of things. And what happens is that we get stuck in that mode of looking at how far we have to go when rather we really should be looking at how far we've already come and then know that incrementally we can get to where we have to go just being patient along the way because it's a long journey to get there. So one of the things that I know that I focus on a lot is that especially on days where you might not be feeling it, right? So I'm getting up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror, I might be having a down day or something is not necessarily going the way that I want it to, whether it's work-related or family issues or anything going on, and I need that reminder to know, man, just look how far you've actually come, right? I post those pictures of before and afters or Transformation Tuesdays or Throwback Thursdays, face-to-face Fridays, all those things, not just because I wanted to be an egomaniac and look at myself in my photos to be able to say, oh, wow, look at this, I'm so great. No, it's because I have to look at those things to keep myself on the right frame of mind to know that I've come so far that it would be so not worth giving up and letting go and slide down that road again. Because as we all talk about many times, or you've heard me say, I'm a food addict. So that's my comfort zone, and that's what I would slide back into if I didn't continue to remind myself of my journey and where I'm at so far. So it's interesting that we talk about this because as I was having a conversation with her, and she said, I just started, and I said, okay, so let's talk about that. If you just started a week ago, and you're not really having too much that you're proud of so far over this last week, where were you a week and a half ago? And I said, what was the decisions that you were making a week and a half ago? Were you eating a large amounts of food? Were you making poor decisions? Were you lazy? Were you doing things that you really weren't proud of at all? And then what were you doing over this last week that you were working on it? Even if you just started, there is something to be proud of over the fact that you pulled the trigger, you stepped across the starting line, and you said, I'm going to do this for me. Now, whether you were successful in that first week or whether you failed in that first week, guess what? You still made the decision to do it. So think about that for a second. How often do we sit back and look at our journey so far and say to ourselves, man, you know what? I'm really proud of the changes that I've made in my life. And I'm so proud of those things. And I'm going to use those to continue to move forward and be successful in the future because this is a long, arduous journey sometimes. And when it becomes arduous and becomes, as most people will say, I'm in a snail's pace. I'm in a situation where it's going really slow and those kind of things. When you look at those types of situations and you think to yourself, what has worked for me in the past and what have I done so far to really elevate what I'm, where I'm, who I've become, or how I felt about myself, or what my view of myself is, you know, you really have to think about those things, because those things are going to be necessary for you to be successful. So this can also go to somebody like myself, who's only about 12 pounds from goal, but I've been at 12 pounds from goal probably for the last 6 months. I've plateaued for such a long time that that can get frustrating. And you can think to yourself, man, I just don't feel like I can get to where I have to get to, even though I'm working at it and I'm staying focused and I'm right there in the mix of everything. But I'm just playing around with the same pounds. I'm playing around with the same exact weights that I've been working on for such a long time. And I'm really frustrated that I can't get there. Well, I could look at it that way. Or I could look at it the way of going, look how far I've come. The choices that I've made. The healthy actions that I've done. The activities that we've incorporated as families, the healthy eating that we do in the household where we incorporate colorful foods with all of our meals. We go turkey burgers a lot of times instead of just your regular, you know, fatty, lean burgers. I went to the Texas Roadhouse. I think I posted about it on Instagram, and I sat down and I had a lean steak rather than a ribeye. That choice alone in itself, you need to understand, is how big of a deal that is for me. Because the marbled fat in a ribeye steak is nothing like it when you cook it and you get it crispy on the outside and you're really rolling with that steak. But guess what I did? I made a choice that I knew that that's the direction I wanted to go in. One, because it's going to be a little bit less on the bad stuff that's coming in. And I know red meat is not really all that great for you, but sometimes I have to have a steak because I'm a guy's guy and I like to have red meat every once in a while. I don't have it in excess, right? Which is good because I know that that's bad for your body. But for me, I've made a lot of changes. And these are the types of changes that I made. I had none of the sweet rolls, but I had veggies. I had a ranch on top of my salad because I love their ranch dressing and it adds a little bit of that extra oomph to the salad. But I knew what kind of points I was talking about. And I ate some shelled peanuts there. So I made some really good choices. So I have to park there sometimes. Do you do that for yourself? Do you park in the spaces where you've made some really healthy choices, and instead of thinking to yourself how far you have to go, have you thought to yourself, look how far I've come and what changes I've made in my life and what difference I've done in making specific behavioral movement towards being a healthier and wiser person in my journey to get to where I want to get to? I don't think we do that enough. I think we should do that more. I think it should come down to the point where even if you're just starting on day one, or you're on day 4,352, or you're 20 years into it, like Marianne Spinwich on Connect, if you're in it to win it, you're in it to be able to take a look at the changes that you're making. Because you can get, we can all talk about focusing on your whys, and we can talk about focusing on be positive and all those things, but you have to take inventory of the things that you've done. Because you need to see and celebrate in yourself and build yourself up to know the things that you're doing are making a difference in your life and those around you. Whether you realize it or not, take inventory to know that the choices that you make right now, the choices that you've been making, the healthier lifestyle that you're living, even though sometimes you may not feel that way, are making a difference in your life and those that are around you. That's a pretty big deal. I know it is for me. So if you're having one of those moments and you're sitting back and you're telling yourself, I just don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how I'm going to get to that goal, whether it's 150 pounds you got to get to or it's 10 pounds you got to get to. And it feels like it's an uphill climb. It feels like it's Mount Everest that you're trying to overcome. Stop looking at where you have to go and start looking at where you've been. You know, you don't have to park in the past. We don't have to sit there and dwell on where we've been. But one of the things that we should do is just look at what's worked for us so far and look at how far we've come and celebrate in that. Because if you go into the mindset of where you have to go with a positive mindset, you're more likely to be successful than if you look at it as being an uphill climb. That's a fact. The fact is, mindset matters. It really does. And if you can get your mindset wrapped around the fact that you are worthy of the things that you're doing and the changes that you're making, that's all you really have to park in. Park right there and understand that you are worth the investment, you are worth taking inventory, and you are worth looking at your journey so far and knowing that you've made specific changes to change your life for the better, and to know that this is a lifestyle change and will go for a long, long time. And you have to remember that. This isn't just a let me get to the finish line, celebrate, throw my hands up, and then slide back to where I was before. Because that's extremely unhealthy, as we all know. So remember that today. If you're having a bad day, you're looking in the mirror, you don't like what you see, take inventory. Think to yourself, what have I done and how have I been successful so far? And what am I most proud of? Because if you can do that, you can really set yourself up for success for the rest of the day and set the tone for your day. Instead of being negative looking in that mirror, you can now look at it and go, damn, I'm proud of what I see. Or man, I'm so proud of the fact that I fit into this size jean. Or I'm so proud of the fact that I played with my son for an hour yesterday and I wasn't winded and I didn't feel like I was going to pass out. Or I can ride a bike up a hill. What? That wasn't even on my agenda back in the day. I couldn't even think about that. I would get winded having thoughts of it. So think about those things. Take inventory. Remember where you've come from and the changes that you've made and be proud of your accomplishments, because that'll make that uphill climb look so much less and you can attack much more and get to where you want to be based on the fact that you've been successful in what you're doing so far. I hope that all makes sense to you guys. I really appreciate you guys focusing in and really listening in on these podcasts. It really does a lot for me whenever I do record them, and I get a lot of great comments and a great feedback from you guys. But I appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shane 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.